Welcome to our weekly podcast for American English learners and their teachers. Each podcast we share includes activities to help increase fluency in American English comprehension and communication. We are happy you joined us today. Let's begin. Hello, everyone. Greetings from Johan Elvis Searcy, also known as Maestro Searcy, an American English teacher based in Southern California, United States of America. He's been educating English learners since 1989 and currently teaches English as a second language for three different community colleges in Southern California. He was born and raised in Romania, and English became his third language when he moved to the United States of America more than 41 years ago. Thanks to his helpful English as a second language teachers who taught and motivated him to succeed, he was inspired to become an American English teacher and help English learners increase American English fluency. In his spare time, he is also a published author, webmaster, podcaster, YouTube creator, and music producer. In this podcast episode, we will share materials and activities to help you improve your American English comprehension and communication skills. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Greetings, everyone. Today we will focus on grammar and writing skills in English. Let's study appositives together. Okay, are you ready to listen? Let's begin. Understanding appositives in grammar. What are appositives? In grammar, an appositive is a noun or noun phrase that renames or explains another noun or pronoun in a sentence. Appositives provide additional information about the noun they refer to, helping to clarify or enhance the meaning of the sentence. They are often set off by commas. For example, my brother, comma, a talented musician, comma, plays the guitar. The capital of France, comma, Paris, comma, is known for its beautiful architecture. Appositives can come before or after the noun they describe and can be essential or non-essential to the sentence's meaning. Essential versus non-essential appositives. Essential appositives are necessary for the sentence's meaning and are not set off by commas. They provide crucial information about the noun they rename. Example of an essential appositive. The author Jane Austen wrote Pride and Prejudice. Non-essential appositives, on the other hand, are additional information that can be removed from the sentence without changing the core meaning. They are set off by commas. Example of a non-essential appositive. Mount Everest, comma, the highest peak in the world, comma, is located in the Himalayas. Using appositives for clarity. Appositives are valuable in writing because they help to clarify the meaning of a sentence by providing more detail about a noun. They can make sentences more descriptive and engaging for the reader. Example of using appositives for clarity. The teacher, comma, Mrs. Smith, comma, assigned us a challenging project. My best friend, comma, Sarah, comma, loves to read mystery novels. By including appositives, writers can create more vivid and informative sentences that capture the reader's attention. Here are some additional examples of appositives to further illustrate their usage. Essential appositives. The scientist Marie Curie conducted groundbreaking research. My sister Mary is an excellent swimmer. The car mechanic Joe fixed my brakes. Non-essential appositives. The city of Rome, comma, a historically significant location, comma, attracts millions of tourists each year. The dog Max, comma, a friendly golden retriever, comma, loves playing fetch. Summary. In summary, appositives are a useful grammatical tool for adding detail and clarity to sentences. By understanding how to use appositives effectively, writers can enhance the quality of their writing and engage readers more effectively. Remember to differentiate between essential and non-essential appositives and practice incorporating them into your own writing to improve its depth and richness.
Today we'll cover a new American English idiom, time on your hands. Are you ready? Let's begin. Idle hands, time on your hands, have some fun. In our fast-paced world, downtime often feels like a luxury rather than a necessity. However, it is during these moments of stillness that we can recharge our mental and emotional batteries. Making the most of downtime involves recognizing its value and intentionally engaging in activities that foster relaxation and rejuvenation. This could mean setting aside time each day to simply sit in silence, allowing thoughts to drift without the pressure of productivity. By embracing these quiet moments, we can cultivate a deeper sense of awareness and mindfulness, which can enhance our overall well-being. Moreover, utilizing downtime effectively can lead to personal growth and self-discovery. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through social media or binge-watching television shows, consider using this time to reflect on your goals and aspirations. Journaling can be a powerful tool during these periods. It allows for introspection and can help clarify thoughts and feelings. By documenting your experiences and emotions, you create a tangible record of your journey, which can be incredibly rewarding. Engaging in such reflective practices not only makes downtime more meaningful, but also contributes to a greater understanding of oneself. What does the idiom time on one's hands have some mean? The idiom time on one's hands have some means to have free time available, often due to a lack of things to do or a lack of responsibilities. How is the idiom time on one's hands have some used in a sentence? An example of using this idiom in a sentence would be, after finishing all my work early, I found myself with time on my hands, so I decided to go for a walk. What are some synonyms for the idiom time on one's hands have some? Some synonyms for this idiom include idle time, leisure time, spare time, and free time. Can the idiom time on one's hands have some be used in formal writing? Yes, the idiom time on one's hands have some can be used in formal writing, but it is important to consider the context and audience when using idiomatic expressions in formal writing.
Hello, everyone. Today, we will focus on listening comprehension and learn about an important soft skill you need for work, friendliness at work. Are you ready to start? Okay, let's begin. The power of positive attitude, friendliness at work. A positive attitude is a powerful catalyst for success in both personal and professional realms. It serves as the foundation upon which individuals build their resilience, creativity, and overall well-being. When one approaches challenges with optimism, they are more likely to find innovative solutions and maintain motivation, even in the face of adversity. Research has shown that individuals with a positive outlook tend to experience lower levels of stress and anxiety, which can lead to improved mental health and greater job satisfaction. This mindset not only enhances individual performance, but also contributes to a more harmonious workplace culture. Moreover, a positive attitude can be contagious. When one person exudes positivity, it often inspires those around them to adopt a similar outlook. This ripple effect can transform the dynamics of a team, fostering collaboration and camaraderie. In environments where positivity thrives, employees are more likely to engage in open communication, share ideas freely, and support one another in achieving common goals. Thus, cultivating a positive attitude is not merely an individual endeavor. It is a collective effort that can significantly enhance the overall atmosphere of an organization. Key takeaways. A positive attitude is crucial for success in the workplace. A friendly work environment fosters productivity and collaboration. Friendliness at work leads to improved morale and job satisfaction. Strategies for maintaining a positive attitude include practicing gratitude and self-care. Building relationships with colleagues is essential for a positive work environment. Creating a friendly work environment is essential for fostering collaboration and enhancing employee morale. A workplace characterized by warmth and approachability encourages open communication and the sharing of ideas. This can be achieved through simple gestures such as greeting colleagues with a smile, offering assistance when needed, or celebrating small victories together. When employees feel valued and appreciated, they are more likely to contribute positively to the team dynamic, leading to increased productivity and job satisfaction. In addition to interpersonal interactions,
The physical workspace plays a crucial role in establishing a friendly atmosphere. Thoughtfully designed office spaces that promote interaction, such as open layouts, communal areas, and comfortable break rooms, can facilitate social connections among employees. Incorporating elements like plants, artwork, and natural light can also enhance the overall ambience, making the workplace feel more inviting. By prioritizing both social interactions and environmental factors, organizations can create a friendly work environment that nurtures positive relationships among employees. The benefits of friendliness at work. The benefits of friendliness in the workplace extend far beyond mere niceties. They have tangible impacts on productivity and employee retention. Friendly interactions among colleagues can lead to increased collaboration, as individuals feel more comfortable sharing ideas and seeking help from one another. This collaborative spirit often results in innovative solutions and improved problem-solving capabilities within teams. Furthermore, when employees experience a sense of belonging and camaraderie, they are more likely to remain committed to their organization, reducing turnover rates and associated costs. Additionally, friendliness contributes to a positive organizational culture that attracts top talent. A friendly atmosphere also enhances employee engagement. When individuals feel connected to their colleagues and invested in their work environment, they are more likely to go above and beyond in their roles. This heightened engagement translates into better performance outcomes and ultimately drives organizational success. Maintaining a positive attitude requires intentional effort and practice. One effective strategy is the practice of gratitude. Taking time each day to reflect on what one is thankful for can shift focus away from negativity and foster a more optimistic outlook. This could involve keeping a gratitude journal or simply sharing positive experiences with colleagues during team meetings. By acknowledging the good aspects of life and work, individuals can cultivate a mindset that appreciates rather than resents. Another strategy involves setting realistic goals and celebrating achievements, no matter how small. Breaking larger tasks into manageable steps allows individuals to experience a sense of accomplishment along the way, reinforcing their positive mindset. Additionally, surrounding oneself with positive influences, whether through supportive colleagues or uplifting content, can help sustain an optimistic attitude. Engaging in regular self-care practices such as exercise, mindfulness, or hobbies can also contribute significantly to maintaining positivity in daily life. Building relationships with colleagues. Building strong relationships with colleagues is fundamental to creating a supportive work environment. These relationships are often built on trust, respect, and shared experiences. Taking the time to get to know coworkers on a personal level can foster deeper connections that enhance collaboration and teamwork. Simple actions like sharing lunch breaks or participating in team-building activities can create opportunities for bonding outside of formal work tasks. Moreover, actively listening to colleagues and showing genuine interest in their thoughts and feelings can strengthen these relationships further. When employees feel heard and valued, they are more likely to reciprocate that respect and support. Establishing mentorship programs within organizations can also facilitate relationship building by pairing experienced employees with newer team members, creating an environment where knowledge sharing and personal growth thrive. Communicating effectively with a positive attitude. Effective communication is vital in any workplace, but it becomes even more impactful when infused with positivity. Approaching conversations with an open mind and a friendly demeanor encourages others to engage openly as well. Using positive language, focusing on solutions rather than problems, can help steer discussions toward constructive outcomes. For instance, instead of saying, "This project is failing," one might frame it as, "We have an opportunity to improve this project by exploring new strategies." Nonverbal communication also plays a significant role in conveying positivity. Maintaining eye contact, using appropriate body language, and smiling can enhance the message being communicated. Additionally, providing constructive feedback in a supportive manner fosters an environment where employees feel safe to express their ideas without fear of criticism. By prioritizing positive communication practices, organizations can create an atmosphere where collaboration flourishes. Handling challenges with a positive attitude. Challenges are an inevitable part of any workplace. However, how they are approached can make all the difference. A positive attitude enables individuals to view obstacles as opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable barriers. When faced with difficulties, maintaining composure and focusing on potential solutions rather than dwelling on setbacks can lead to more effective problem solving. For example, if a project deadline is missed due to unforeseen circumstances, instead of assigning blame, teams can come together to assess what went wrong and develop strategies for future success. Moreover, resilience is often strengthened through adversity when approached with positivity. Learning from mistakes and viewing them as stepping stones rather than failures fosters a growth mindset that encourages continuous improvement. Encouraging team members to share their experiences with challenges can also create a culture of support where everyone feels empowered to overcome obstacles together. Cultivating a positive attitude in the workplace. Cultivating a positive attitude within the workplace requires commitment from both leadership and employees alike. Leaders play a crucial role in modeling positivity through their actions and attitudes. By demonstrating enthusiasm for their work and expressing appreciation for their team's efforts, leaders set the tone for the entire organization. Implementing initiatives such as recognition programs or wellness activities can further reinforce this culture of positivity. Employees also have a responsibility to contribute to this environment by actively engaging in practices that promote positivity among their peers. Encouraging open dialogue about mental health and well-being can help normalize discussions around challenges while fostering an atmosphere of support. Additionally, providing training on emotional intelligence can equip employees with the skills needed to navigate interpersonal relationships effectively. In conclusion, fostering a positive attitude within the workplace is not merely beneficial. It is essential for creating an environment where individuals thrive both personally and professionally. By prioritizing friendliness, effective communication, relationship building, and resilience in the face of challenges, organizations can cultivate a culture that not only enhances employee satisfaction, but also drives overall success.
American English learners and teachers now have access to the songs and music lyrics from Maestro Circe's first music album, The Immigrant Ballads, Volume 1, which can be found on Maestro Circe's website at www.maestrocerce.com. This music album is dedicated to immigrants in the United States of America and all over the world. You can also listen to the music on YouTube, as well as popular music streaming services, including Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, Pandora, and Deezer, to name a few. Try to sing along with the songs and their lyrics to increase American English pronunciation, public speaking comfort level, as well as listening and reading comprehension.
American English learners and teachers, have you visited Maestro Circe's website yet? How about our weekly newsletter for learning and teaching English? Don't forget to visit www.maestrocerce.com as well as www.cercea.com. Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast for American English learners. We hope you learned a lot today and invite you to revisit our podcast channel for additional educational episodes. We will share another educational podcast with you within a week. Enjoy your week ahead.